My name's Joanne Barker and I own Barker's Canine Hydrophysio.
So for the listener, what exactly do you do?
So we run a veterinary rehabilitation centre. So it's primarily for dogs that have had surgery. Some have had spinal surgery, some have had hip surgery. We get a lot of dogs in that are just arthritic and just coming in to improve their quality of life, make them more comfortable, improve their mobility, that kind of thing. And we also get sporting dogs that come in just for fitness, to swim, heart and lung fitness, muscle fitness, that kind of thing.
Now, you've had some good news, haven't you?
Yes, we've had some amazing news. We were nominated for an Animal Star Award for Animal Therapist of the Year for the southern section of England. And we were just told last week that we are one of five finalists.
It must be lovely to be recognised for the work that you're doing.
It's amazing. It's the staff, really, who I feel should be recognised. They're the ones doing the work. I own the business and I sort of do all the behind the scenes stuff, which I know is important, but the staff are really, they're on the coalface and they're the ones dealing with the dogs and the clients, and they're the ones really making the improvements that everyone's shouting about.
And even if you don't win, it's a major achievement.
It's a huge achievement. There's so many therapists in the south of England and only five have been recognised as finalists. And obviously we were nominated by our own clients, which is also a huge, huge reward.
How unusual is the business like yours?
So hydrotherapy is getting more popular. So there are more centres around than there used to be. But yes, they're, it's a fairly niche business. There's probably about a 13-mile radius between me and the next closest centre. And certainly there are very, very few in London.
And I'm guessing it's hard work but rewarding.
It's incredibly rewarding. We had a beautiful spaniel come into us. He'd had spinal surgery, couldn't walk. He couldn't even stand on his own. And 12 weeks later, he was walking almost normally. And the day he came into the centre and the owner was crying and he ran across the centre to the member of staff that he obviously recognised because he sees her every week.
That's lovely. When do you find out if you've won or not?
So the award ceremony is in May. So fingers crossed. If we don't win, to be honest, just to even be a finalist is absolutely amazing. To win would be amazing. But either way, I'm just extremely proud of my staff and what we've achieved.